Ah, hello there. Welcome to St. David's Catholic Church. How may I serve you? Ah, you're looking for Father Lucas for confessional. I see now. Well, I'm very sorry, but Father Lucas won't be available for another, little while. But you're free to wait in the pews if you'd like. I'll be right over here if you need anything. Oh. My name? My name is Sister Cariad. Oh, I'm not allowed to listen to your confession. I'm not an ordained priest. I am merely a nun. Only ordained priests like Father Lucas are allowed to hear confessions. Well, I wouldn't say the rules are outright sexist, sir. They've always been this way. I surely don't mind. I've never been one to complain, though. You just need someone to talk to confide in. Well, I suppose simply talking to a member of the church about their life wouldn't be considered a confession. Perhaps I can offer you guidance on whatever it is that you're struggling with. Does that sound satisfactory, sir? Oh, I'm so glad. Here, come sit. I'll sit in the pews in front of you if it'll make you more comfortable. I'll even face away from you, if you'd like. Now, tell me what you're struggling with, sir. The issue is with your wife, sir. Ah. You haven't been getting along with her that much of late, have you? No. Then, what is it? She doesn't satisfy you anymore? What do you mean by that? Oh, gracious. Sir, I don't think that I'm comfortable talking about such things, especially not in the house of God. I understand, sir, but perhaps if you could just wait for Father Lucas just a little longer, perhaps he could help you with your unsavoury dilemma with your wife. But for now, you must excuse me. I have chores to attend to. And if I don't get them done by noon, I'll... Sir, please let me go. You're hurting me. Please let go of my shoulder. I understand this must be a stressful time for you, but please, just calm down. You did what to your wife? Oh, Lord above. You raped her? Oh, please let me go. Please, I'm begging you. Please don't do this. Don't do this. I will treat this like an official confessional. And I won't tell a soul. Please just let go of me. Let go. Ow! Sir, please... Please don't expose yourself in such a holy place. Put it away and let go of the back of my head. No, please, let me go. Stop bringing my head closer to your thing. I don't... Why on earth are you doing this? Don't you know that all nuns take a vow of chastity? This is forbidden. Especially such acts within the house of God. Such things are considered an abomination. Yes. I did say I would serve you when you initially walked in. But that isn't what I had in mind whatsoever. Yes. As a nun, it is my duty to serve all members of the congregation. But no, sir. It has nothing to do with your attractiveness at all. You are very fetching. Your wife is a very lucky woman. Yes. I suppose she is also lucky in regards to your, endowment. Yes. I presume any woman would be grateful to be with you intimately. I'm not comfortable holding this conversation anymore, sir. Especially not while you're exposing yourself so closely to my face. Wait, sir, please, please, just a Sir, please, I can't continue this with you. Father Lucas will be arriving any minute now, and no, I'm not enjoying this whatsoever. Sir, I did not lie. Did not lie. I would never lie in the house of the Lord. Oh, yes, in fact, very big. No, I've never tasted a man's phallus before, sir. I am a virgin. I've given my life to serving the Lord, and I would never dream of. It's twitching inside my mouth. What is that? What just came out of you? Pre-cum? No. I've never heard of these terms before. My household before my life as a nun wasn't very sex positive, especially considering the career path I had laid out for myself as long as I could remember. So I suppose that's what. Yes. I was telling the truth when I said this is my first time. But I suppose I was a bit untruthful when I had said that I did not enjoy pleasure in you. Well, what? You're gonna punish me for lying? Oh, usually I just pray for forgiveness whenever I sin, and then yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you say. I'm sorry. What would you like me to do? Yes, sir. I'll sit on the pews, facing away from you. Yes, sir. What are you doing with my legs? Sir, please don't grab me like that. Wait, no, sir, no, this is embarrassing. What if someone comes in? No, sir, please don't lift my robe up. What are you doing? What are you doing with your belt, sir? Sir? Yes, I'll give you my arms. Ow! Is this really necessary, sir? No, sir. No, I wasn't questioning you. I'm sorry. Yes. I place my hands on my back. Your grip on my waist is a bit tight, sir. What are your plans for me? What? No. Don't lift up my dress over me. It's embarrassing. Being exposed like this within the church I serve, with my rear up in the air, dangerously close to your magnificent cock. Yes, it is quite thrilling. Your hands, they feel good. I've never been touched like this before. It's invigorating. The n no No, I've never heard of that before. What is the Catholic loophole? Oh my gracious. Well, yes. I was aware of that stereotype, but what does that have in relation to our situation right now? Oh goodness. Looking back at how big you are, it's hard to resist, sir. If you insist, then I suppose I have no objections. What was that, sir? You'd like for me to resist? Of course, I'm yours to use as you please. Sir, please don't tease me. This is excruciating enough as it is. Yes, sir. Yes, I'll resist. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me. Wait. What are you doing? No. Don't pull aside my undergarments, sir. Please don't. Your cock is so warm against my skin. Oh, Lord in heaven, please don't do this. Please, I'm begging you, sir, please. Please, sir, don't stick your huge throbbing cock inside me and fuck me. Please. Oh, God. Yes. Lord above, I can't believe that I just use such profanity within the Lord's house. It's exhilarating. What was that, sir? Oh yes, I do suppose that the missionary would have been more suited for a woman of God such as myself, but I have no complaints, sir. This is extraordinary. Oh, fuck! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will pray for my forgiveness for my use of profanity. Just please don't stop. Thank you for letting go of my hands, sir. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Redeem and Saviour, forgive my sins. Just as you forgave those who crucified you. Count not the transgressions, but rather my tears of repentance. Remember not my iniquities, but more especially my sorrow for the offences I have committed against you. I crave to be true to your word, and pray you will love me and come to make your dwelling place deep. Deep within me. I promise to give you praise and glory and love and in all services for the rest of my days. Amen. Oh God Almighty, yes. You're twitching so much, so deep inside of me. I can barely take it. Please. Please let me climax. Oh God. Oh God above, I need it so badly. Yes, you will. You will let me come. Oh, bless you. What? When you say so, yes, sir. Yes, I will be obedient. I will obey you. I will come when you tell me to. You wish for me to count down with you? Of course, sir. Anything you desire to tell me. Tell me when you're ready. Yes, sir. Yes, I will count down with you. From 20. Oh God, I don't think I'm gonna be able to hold for that long, sir. Yes, sir, I will obey. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, oh, yes, 14, 13, 12, 11. Yes, sir. Yes, I'm just trying to keep it in for you. 9, 8, 7. Oh, God. 6. I'm so close. 5. I can't take much more. 4. Oh, please, Lord. 3. Give it to me, sir. 2. 1. Yes, I will come with you, sir. That was splendid, sir. I can feel it. The ingredient to create life. It's so thick and hot. Oh. Thank you for releasing me, sir. Let me just catch my breath for a moment. Yes, sir. It was quite an experience. Are you satisfied with your service? Oh, I'm so glad. Forgive me, but I must excuse myself, sir. I need to go wash up and then clean up the mess we made. Will I see you again, sir? Oh, this Sunday? Well, I look forward to your attendance.